Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Welcome back to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. So you know that it was the Cape Town Marathon. Well, it was supposed to be, but it was cancelled because of the wind, but that didn't get in the way of Team DL Link and I believe thousands of other runners who still took to the streets and ran. And you know, for the team for DL Link, they were doing it for a much bigger and higher purpose. They were running with warriors' names on their backs. They were running with the energy of these warriors, and it was part of a fundraiser as well. So we've just heard Kayla's story about her husband, Avidan, running, and you know, Eliana, and now we have one of the runners, Josh Kaplan, who ran with Team DL Link in the Cape Town, the new version of the Cape Town Marathon. Josh, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Nikki. Great to be with you today.
Thank you. So before we hear your story, perhaps we can just go back a little bit and tell us how you got in contact with the DL Link, how you decided to run for Team DL Link.
Yes, this was actually my first involvement with the DL Link, and it's something that I'm extremely grateful for. I learned about the incredible work that they do in supporting patients and families going through cancer, and it really just inspired me, and I decided that I would like to dedicate my run to something meaningful. And the DL Link's mission really resonated within me, and it just really helped add that element of purpose in my run.
Yeah, it just adds something else. I mean, have you taken part in many marathons before, Josh?
This was actually going to be my second marathon.
Right.
I got into running about 2 years ago, and it's become a big part of my life. And as you start beginning, the idea of a marathon starts looming over one's training and one's goals. And I was actually running in February, and that was the completion of my first marathon. However, once you get a bit of the marathon bug, it just continues and you want more. And hence the build up to the Cape Town Marathon.
I can just hear, Josh, that you're going to start traveling the world. It's going to be the London Marathon, the Jerusalem Marathon. Hey, you're going to...
That is the plan, and that is the goal.
A whole new experience in life, Josh. So what is it like when you've been bitten by the bug? This is it. You've trained for it. You've now joined Team DL Link. It's added a whole meaningful side to the run. You're prepared, and then it's cancelled.
Sure. I'm just going back into that moment. It really was surreal. I woke up, you know, carbo loaded, adrenaline filled, and then to wake up to a message that the marathon was cancelled because of the wind, it was quite out of the ordinary. And I was disappointed at first and shocked. You know, you spend months preparing for something and then suddenly it's gone. But in that moment, I think that's where we're given the challenge to respond to adversity. And instead of giving up, I think a couple of guys from my running community, special shout out to the Kosher World running crew, we decided that we were going to run a marathon regardless. And within hours, we got our stuff, we were ready, and we started on our journey of the unofficial Cape Town Marathon.
The unofficial, but apparently there were thousands of people down by the promenade. Like, how did everyone communicate? Did you all leave at different times? Were you all on your own mission, or did you all just come together and sort of run the same route? How did that just play out?
So first of all, as soon as the message came out, all the WhatsApp groups were going like crazy, and there were alerts, people asking if this was AI generated or if it was hacked. And a few of us decided to run to the Cape Town Marathon starting line to see if the rumors were true. And my running crew, we kind of linked up over there, and that's where we started. And it turns out thousands of people had that same agenda and that same mindset of, this is not going to stop us, that we still want to run, we are ready to run. And that's how it all started.
Fabulous. So let's just break it down. How bad was the wind if you all did land up running?
So I woke up, well, I didn't really sleep the night before. I think the adrenaline was way too much to handle. And I did hear at 1 o'clock in the morning, the wind did sound atrocious. You could hear that whistling, but nothing out of the ordinary for Cape Town. And considering that I ran in Cape Town in February, the wind was a lot worse. Nothing that you would cancel a worldwide event, especially with 24,000 people participating in.
Sure. I mean, absolutely incredible that, Josh. But I mean, we know that with a marathon, when you've got these thousands of people on the streets, they close off the streets. It's very well managed and handled. And here you are all unofficially now running. I mean, did it cause a problem on the roads? Was there people, were the organizers of the marathon, the official marathon, did they get involved? How did that play out?
So personally, the communication was quite minimal, for the average person, unless you were actually trying to seek out and call the race organizers or people
Okay.
that were a lot higher up in terms of communication.
Yeah.
However, as the day progressed, past the stage that the marathon was supposed to begin, the weather started turning. Like Cape Town weather, which is extremely unpredictable, it turned for the better. And within a couple of hours, the sun was shining, and the promenade was filled with thousands of runners, all shapes and all sizes, running together. It turned into this incredible, symbol of South Africa, which is, resilience, pride, and unity, which was incredible to see.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, it is so South African, isn't it? I mean, nothing really gets in our way. We just adjust, we adapt, and we move on. I think that this is just a perfect example of that. And for you, Josh, personally, running, such a different experience to your first marathon, of course, because this was kind of like the unofficial version. But being a part of Team DL Link and running with a warrior's name on your back, what was that like?
Running this marathon, and I think running in general, taught me something that it's much more than physical endurance. It's about mindset, resilience, and meaning. And when you attach to that running for a cause like the DL Link, you realize that every step, every kilometer represents something much bigger. And I think it represents strength in adversity, hope in uncertainty, as well as community in hardship, and also giving us or teaching us the ability to adapt, dig deep, and ultimately keep moving forward in
Wow.
every step of the journey.
I think we need to record what you've just said and play it over and over and over. I love what you said, Josh, and I thank you so much for your time coming onto the show, sharing your experience, and for making this marathon of yours a meaningful one, being part of Team DL Link, helping with fundraising and awareness. And we really, really appreciate you. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Nikki. Thank you.
Take care and all the best with the upcoming marathons, Josh.
Thank you.